From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama sought to reassure Americans Saturday after a difficult week of violence. Mr. Obama's remarks came at the NATO summit in Warsaw following two fatal police shootings of African-American men and an ambush that left five policemen dead in Dallas. The president called Dallas sniper Micah Johnson a deranged individual who, he said, does not represent African-Americans. Mr. Obama said that people in the United States of all races and backgrounds are rightly outraged by the deadly attack on Dallas police officers. He said they're rightly saddened and angered by the fatal police shooting of two black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. The president called for a time of national reflection.
And so as tough, as hard, as depressing as the loss of life was this week, we've got a foundation to build on. We just have to have confidence that we can build on those better angels of our nature.
Meanwhile, in Dallas, Texas, the police headquarters was briefly on lockdown and an area around the building closed after police received an anonymous threat. The officers searched a nearby parking garage, and the all-clear was later given. Outside the building, a makeshift memorial for the five slain policemen continued to grow. Mayor Mike Rawlings said the outpouring of love since Thursday's attacks shows how people really feel about the police.
That's what makes it great. That's what makes you hopeful that we can do this, that we can move from senselessness, absurdity, that's like a Camus novel, to something that has redemption and hope in it.
This is VOA News. President Barack Obama pledged long-term U.S. support for Europe and urged unity at what he said is a pivotal moment for the NATO alliance and Europe. Luis Ramirez has more from Warsaw, Poland.
A show of force and unity at a time of uncertainty not seen since the Cold War. This summit was about quelling nerves and charting a new course. One of President Obama's top concerns was Britain's exit from the European Union and questions of whether its absence could weaken NATO. It was called the most crucial summit since the Cold War, a turning point when NATO's focus has shifted from reassuring its members to deterring a more assertive, more aggressive Russia. NATO's response? A buildup with additional rotating battalions in the Baltic countries and Poland. On Ukraine, calls for more pressure on Moscow. And finally, leaders here in Warsaw tackled the issue of NATO's long-running role in Afghanistan, where continuing violence means the end is not near.
Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Warsaw.
From Warsaw, President Obama traveled to Spain, where he will meet with Spanish leaders. However, the president has shortened his European trip. He plans to return home one day early on Sunday, and he will go to Dallas, Texas early next week. The U.S. State Department on Saturday issued an urgent call, that is, for calm in South Sudan after fighting between rival factions in the capital Juba killed more than 100 people. The statement urged fighters loyal to President Salva Kiir and those backing his rival, current First Vice President Riek Machar, to disengage and cease fighting. The fighting was reportedly sparked by a clash between bodyguards for Kiir and for Machar. A 2015 peace deal ended a 20-month-long civil war, but it has not stopped the unrest. Iraqi forces recaptured a northern air base from the Islamic State group on Saturday, a victory that Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi hailed as a key step ahead of the long-awaited operation to retake the northern city of Mosul. In a statement, Mr. Abadi described the airbase in the town of Qaraya as an important base to liberate Mosul, and he called on the city's residents to get ready for the liberation of their areas.
And the hatch now opening.
A Soyuz space capsule carrying a three-person multinational crew docked with the International Space Station early Saturday. NASA astronaut Kathleen Rubens, Russian cosmonaut Anatoly Ivanishin, and Japanese astronaut Takuya Onishi will spend the next 3 to 4 months aboard the station. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.